Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Hi there, everybody. I'm so glad that you're listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour this Tuesday evening. If you're interested in checking out other episodes of Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, or if this is your first time listening, feel free to share your shiny pretty picture with us, and that way you can follow the show. And you'll get updates on the topics that are coming up. If you would like to answer a question, if you would like to ask a question that's pertaining to the topic that we're sharing, a great way to do that is just to press the number 1 on your keypad, and that way I'll know that you're in the host queue and that you have a question that you'd like to ask. Do check out the archives as well. There are about 3 years of archives with everything from chakras to tarot reading to dream work to angelic presences and angels and how to work with us. There's all sorts of stuff there in the archives, so I encourage you to check out that as well. For folks who are new to the show, Inner Voice Intuitive Hour is a forum for people who are interested in diving beyond the surface of life and connecting with a deeper sense of who they are, what Joseph Campbell calls following your bliss, which has to do with understanding on a deeper level what we're meant here and sent here to do, what we're meant to do, what we're sent to do, what resonates for us. When we can pull from the energy of the unconscious into the conscious realm, we can start crafting a life that is authentically our own, that is speaking to us on a deeper level. And it's my hope for everyone out there in the listening audience that you're able to connect with that energy in your life and able to grow it and expand it. A great way to do that is through intuitive tools like tarot, like chakra work, like paying attention to your dreams, like paying attention to synchronicities. Tonight, specifically, we're going to talk about synchronicities. And for folks who don't really understand what that term means, I'm going to flesh it out a little bit. I've been working with synchronicity so long that it came as a surprise to me when I found the definition on Wikipedia about exactly what synchronicity is and how it differs from other kinds of meaning making. So synchronicity is the experience of two or more events that are apparently causally not related or unlikely to occur together by chance, but are experienced as occurring together because they become meaningful in a certain manner. I think of stories like fairy tales where we get to connect with deep archetypes, deep stories that are stored in our unconscious. And when we're able to get to that level of meaning, then we know that we're experiencing synchronicity in our life. We know that we're experiencing magic. The difference between synchronicity and other kinds conceptual ideas are that synchronicities have to do with meaning, not just causal relationships. So one thing doesn't necessarily cause another, but we start to react and feel a deep sense of awareness, a deep sense of connection because of the meaning that they create for us in our lives. So I'm sure you guys have had experiences where you start to feel guided by something. You start to feel like there's some sort of larger life to something, some sort of larger picture that's being cast. And that, we know, when that happens, like, for instance, when there's a particular song that comes on the radio and it reminds you of someone you were thinking of before, and then you contact them. It just happened to me today. I'm trying to think what the actual story was. Oh, yeah. I'm working on the other hat I wear is I'm a jewelry designer and I design intuitive jewelry. And I'm working on a piece for a lady, a chakra choker. And I had wanted to find a piece. She had wanted a bead that she can work with, that she can infuse with oils. And so she wanted a bead that wasn't shellacked and wasn't painted. And I thought that I probably had that in my storehouse with beads, but I didn't. And so what I ended up doing was I ended up talking to this lady who I had taken a wonderful pottery class from and asking her if she might be willing to design me a center bead for this that she just fires but then doesn't paint and doesn't varnish. And she said to me, oh, that's just so funny. And I didn't know if she'd go for it or what her response would be. But she said, oh, that's so funny because right now that's what I've really, really gotten into making. I've really gotten into making these beads that are clay fired, that are dark red clay, and then that I, design and shape, but that don't have any varnish on them, don't have any glaze on them. That's really what I want to do right now. And I said, well, that would be great if you'd be willing to do this. And what was so funny is that's an example of synchronicity, right? I create a more meaningful experience for her by pointing out the importance of what she's doing, and she points and she creates a more meaningful experience for me by telling me that that's what she's doing. So we grow that energy together. One of the taglines that I used for tonight's show was building momentum. And I'm going to talk about that because in my own business, I've been really figuring out what building momentum looks like and what it doesn't look like. And building momentum has to do with building energy around ideas. So I helped her build energy around this thing that she's really, really excited about, making these beads that are more raw and more primal, primitive in nature. And she helped me to create awareness around the energy of this piece. So that helps build momentum. And we know on a quantum level that building momentum creates more synchronicity. And synchronicity creates momentum. So that's a really, really fun story of what happened today. I know that a lot of people right now are experiencing increased synchronicities in their lives. With the advent of 2013, the idea that everything is speeding up, the idea that what we're asking to come to fruition when we let go of our blocks, when we let go of our limitations, is materializing faster, is an idea that I think holds a lot of relevance. And I think that it not only holds relevance like on a spiritual level, but the more that we talk about it, the more we imbue it with meaning and with resonance, the more we tell stories about our experiencing of synchronicity, our experiencing of meaning, our experiencing of time speeding up, being on this time-space continuum and working with these energies of attraction and manifestation, the more that becomes common language and we start to tip the language that is happening, you know, in the popular media or that sort of thing. So we really do have a role to play there through our own awareness level and through our own taking the energy in that unique way. So it's been pretty interesting here on this end. I've had a lot of synchronicities around building these businesses, but I have to say, and I won't speak on this long because the energy is around synchronicity, magic making, affirmations, and this sort of thing, but I have to say that I had to get really, really honest with myself and move through some energetic blocks, and that meant that I had to get clear about, you know, when I'd had something that had happened that was difficult or created a wound in me, I had to get clear about what part of it was mine and what part of it wasn't mine and start to unpack that so that I can have gratitude for all of my experiences. And that piece one has to do in order to build this momentum in their life. So since the new year, I have been able to do just really kind of amazing things that I never would have thought, but I had to get out of the way of my own limitations. I had to believe that I was worthy of creating these experiences of synchronicity. So today I'm working, and for folks out there who are on my email list and signed up for the ebook Chakra Balancing for Everybody and Soul, I know we've been experiencing a lag on the website. You can check out the website, innervoiceintuitive.com. That is because I am not the techiest person. I had gone with MailChimp or that sort of thing to get the newsletter out to you, and I'm having trouble figuring that out. I just signed up for Constant Contact, which is a much simpler interface, and just started working with a business coach who's going to help me to do that piece of it so that I can get that piece out to you. That was a synchronicity that happened today that was really magical too. I've been working with this for folks who do who are entrepreneurial in some fashion, or who do get a newsletter out or do email blasts or that sort of thing. I have been working with a thing called it's called MailChimp, but we were calling it Monkey Mail because we were having such a heck of a time with the interface and figuring out how to send things out, how to make it work. And so I just dropped that and a while ago now, and am back on this project of getting this newsletter out to everybody who's on my list, so sign up. But what happened was, I had put a thing out on Facebook asking if someone wanted to do a trade, because I do not have the technical capability to do this part of it, and met with a wonderful lady, and we're going to trade some coaching services, and that was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. So it's like a very, very good connection, and turns out that this lady also used to work for Constant Contact. All of her clients used it. So instead of starting out going, oh, my gosh, what's Constant Contact and how does it work, I've drawn someone to my experience who has lots of experience with Constant Contact, so they're not trying to figure out how to work out the application and then teach it to me on the fly. They've already done that piece. And then it was just so funny. And this is an example of synchronicity, when there's momentum around, building around something. So, for instance, today I did that and I made the agreement we're going to meet and talk and figure out all the details of both our pieces in this. But I put it out there, and I got a call later on today, and this wonderful sweet man named Ryan said, I'm your account representative from Constant Contact. And I thought, what the heck is this? And he said, well, first of all, do you know anyone who's used Constant Contact in the past? And I said, oh, yeah. And I gave him the name of a colleague and a friend of mine who's used it, who told me about it initially. And he said, well, now, if it's okay with you, I'm for her referring you and for you accepting, I'm going to give you each $30 off of your fees off of what you'd pay Constant Contact. Well, like, wow, like there's energy right there. And then he says to me, oh, you know, and I'm going to send you some emails about how to get started. So here's a real person on the other end of the phone who's speaking to me and asking me specifically what my needs are with this. There's momentum building. You know, it's not just a faceless website where you go on and there's scads of information and it's overwhelming. It's a real flesh and blood person on the other end who wants to know how you met them, what their experience, what your experience has been up to this point, what you need from them. Tons and tons of momentum building, tons of what one would call synchronicities, right? Meaning being built. So I feel an experience of meaning by connecting with this guy who tells me he's concerned about how I experience this. So that just happened today, and I got off the phone and I thought, well, that's like apples and oranges. And then last year I was working with a business coach who wasn't really the best fit, who had told me to go to the Monkey Mail, right? Said, oh, this is the best thing. It's called MailChimp, but I'm calling it Monkey Mail. We made this joke about it when we were trying to figure it out. But, it's the best thing. It's the one to go to. But there was no momentum around it. Actually, it felt like a block. It felt like a limitation. It felt very, very heavy to try to work that program. And it did turn out, too, energetically, that it wasn't the best fit working with this person either, because they started to make me feel very stupid, wrong, bad, blah, 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 is pretty simple to figure out. And we often don't, because, you know, we think, oh, professionals, and we don't know what's best, and this is what we have to deal with. I actually just did a reading for this lady this morning, sweet, sweet, dear lady. And I said, you know, anywhere where someone tells you, you have to do this in order to get to this, you have to do this in order to get to this, and it feels like an ultimatum or like you're being boxed in. You know, you get to say, no, 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 I want to do this on my terms. And whenever someone says that to you, the energy just goes plummeting. It just is really, really, really heavy. And it's hard to build momentum with heavy, heavy energy. So I just told this lady today, you know, if you hear that in your own language towards yourself, or if someone tells you that out when you, you know, go apply for a job, or when you're working with different people, or when you're on a volunteer team, if you hear that kind of energy of you have to do this before you can do this, check it. Now, in some cases, it really is true because, you know, there's certain, but check it. Just check how it feels to you and check how true it is to you. A lot of times people will tell you their own story about their own limitations. I had a experience a while back where someone was like, oh, no, no, I'd wanted to take credit cards for my business. And it was a while back. It's about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. And the person said to me, oh, no, 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 you have to spend a ton of money on that. And it's really, really difficult. You just have to get yourself into this contract, and it's over a year, and then if you don't make it, you owe money. Well, that's the only story I had about it, because I had just started searching, and I thought, well, there has to be a different way for this to be. And my partner is really, really good at coming along when I'm like stuck in one of those places where I'm, you know, spinning out, and I'm going, it has to be this way. They say it has to be this way. She's really good at saying to me, you know, well, what if it doesn't have to be this way? What if we can find another way to do it? What if there's another way to make it happen? And I'm usually just the queen of that and really good. But, you know, we all get stuck in our little places and we start to hear our parents' voice, or we start to hear, you know, our ex-boss's voice, or it's got to be done this way. You know, that inner critic that then we sometimes externalize. So I was able to find a wonderful opportunity fit totally within my needs. Now, I realize now that you can just get one of those little cards in the mail and swipe it on your phone, but this was before that technology had come out. But if I had listened to that story, that backstory of someone else's, I would have said, I can't do this. I can't make this happen. And I've discovered often that that backstory has more to do with the limitations that someone is imposing on themselves than limitations that are really in the environment. So a bit about momentum is that when something is opening for you, and I know that sometimes after we go through wounding experiences, we can feel so raw that then we have a tendency to push everything away from us, all of our experiences away from us, because we're trying to stay safe. We're trying to feel safe in the world. But when momentum is gathering around a synchronistic experience, it means energy is building in your body. It's warming you toward this experience. And then if your head says, oh, no, no, because such and such happened last time, da, 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 you know that's your head. You need to go below your head. Connect with the energy below your neck. Feel when you're feeling something in your heart, when you're feeling something in your gut. Those are the places that you want to go to. Those should be your go-tos for noticing how momentum feels. You can also notice if the energy feels like it's outside of you, kind of circling, and you feel kind of, disconnected. That's not the word, but disconnected. That's a great way to notice, too. So when the energy is warm in your heart, or just getting you in the gut, that's a really, really good sign that something is building. When you're just kind of moving it back and forth in your head and going through all the what-ifs, that's a really good thing to put aside And one really great thing to say about that is we all go through the what-ifs, right? We grow up in a culture where we're told that we need to do certain things at stages in our life to be okay, that they should last this long and build this way. There's all these expectations that we put on ourselves and that the culture puts on ourselves and that we take in about where we should be on this continuum. But in terms of those kind of what-ifs, when we get into that place, and we all do it, the best thing to do, honestly, and I'm not real good at doing it myself, but the best thing to do, and I know this in my head, right, it's something I need to take into my gut and my heart, but we all have our journey, is to allow yourself to set that energy aside, that big piece aside, and go to something that is self-care oriented, something that helps warm your heart, something that helps get you connected with your spirit, with your creativity, with your creative potential. Then come back and take a small step and move toward it. Like, for instance, today I did a whole bunch of planning. I'm a little bit daunted about doing this constant contact thing because it isn't my forte. It isn't my skill set. So I made the contact. I had the conversation. I agreed to send over the old email. So I set myself up and I set the energy to flow. But I didn't go, okay, I have to do absolutely everything or I've done nothing. We know that we're in a place of difficulty in ourselves when we're in that all or nothing place, right? Where we're in that place where if we can't get everything done today, it won't be okay. Synchronicity does not flow in that place. Synchronicity flows when we allow spontaneity into our lives. A friend calls us and says, hey, can I do something? Can you do something? Can you go out for a cup of coffee just on the, you know, just right now kind of thing. That's when we open our lives to magic, to possibility, to different experiences in our lives, is when we allow for those changes to occur that aren't about fixities, aren't about knowing what we're doing next. And that's a great way to shift energy. And it's also a great for energy, folks. It's also a great way to engage the energy of synchronicity, to engage new experiences. If we're overwhelmed and we're just like the work is piled on and we're just doing it, and we're not feeling anything, then we're not going to be able to create anything new in our lives either. So that's a really great thing to understand about synchronicity and understanding about when momentum is building. Think about when you dated. Think about when you first dated someone and the energy of expectation about who the person would be and all the wonderful things they would say and what they would wear and all of that. That's a kind of building momentum that happens. And think about the idea that, you know, when we've been hurt or burned in relationships, our tendency is to see that shadow energy, that bad negative energy in absolutely everyone because we're wanting to self-protect. We're wanting to stay safe. It's kind of like it can be equated with building energy or building momentum around the idea of synchronicity because this anticipation, this what will happen in our lives, doesn't just happen in our romantic lives. It happens in every aspect of our life. So you really, really want to encourage yourself to grow those stories. A wonderful thing that we do in this house is I have a jar. And you know, when we get bogged down, because we all get bogged down with what we expect of ourselves, what we expect ourselves to do in the future. But I have this jar, and the jar is, it's got all these pieces of paper in it. And whenever something happens, it's really magical, what Jung calls the transcendent function. I put a piece of paper in the jar. I have all these bright colored papers, so that makes it fun, and I can just look up at the jar and see all these magical happenings that have occurred. But that's a great way to start to understand synchronicity, to make your life more magical, to notice magical happenings that are occurring around you, to notice when a song has a certain word or a cluster of energies. Like right now, I just saw a lady who is a hairdresser, and a couple weeks ago I saw another lady for a reading who's a hairdresser, and then a guy who's a hairdresser. So there's all this energy around hairdressers, and I don't know what it's about. I just know energetically that there's a lot of energy around that, And then if I sink into it and I go into that place of the hairdresser, I can start to feel what my experience with hairdressers has been like. What kinds of energies do I like when I go to the hairdresser? What kinds of things do I want them to ask me? How do I feel connected with them? So that I can notice that the energy doesn't have to be literal. It's not necessarily a hairdresser, but it's my experience of what a hairdresser has been. And that's like, so we can look at the surface experience, hairdresser, or we can look at our story of the hairdresser. Do we have any experiences with going to a hairdresser? Is it overall a positive experience or a negative experience? How does it feel if we were to give characteristics to our experience of going to the hairdresser? What does it feel like? And when we get around that energy again, where are we and how do we feel it? So then we're starting to live on this more sixth sensory kind of level, this more intuitive level, where we're connected with patterns, where we're connected with the experience of creating meaning in our lives. So we get kind of what the experience underneath the experience is, not just hairdresser, but how we experience the hairdresser, what that evokes in us. And when we do that, then we start to be able to follow what I call following the breadcrumbs. We get to follow the breadcrumbs of where the energy is with the experiences in our lives. We can do this with anything sensorially. We can do it with sound. We can do it with color. We can do it with a particular image. In my other business, Sacred Bracelets, where I design stuff intuitively for people, jewelry intuitively for people, I help them to create meaningful experiences, to create synchronicities in their life. I help them through finding pictures that are meaningful and holding that energy of that picture, evoking that energy for them, helps them to experience energy differently in their lives. And we are all, I don't care what anybody says, you know, any of these people who say, I'm an energy worker or I'm a Reiki master, we all have energy. We all have the ability to use energy to heal ourselves, to heal our lives, to find magic in our lives, to create abundance in our lives. That is something we come in with. That is something that is God-given that we all have. We push away from it or we have trouble receiving it, maybe because of our families didn't believe in it. In my family, I was told that anything intuitive was just irrational, and it was equated with irrationality. No matter what kind of meaning it created for me in my life, I was told that it was irrational and crazy. And honestly, it was my most developed tool. So I didn't get the idea, or I remember my friends telling me in my, probably my early 30s, late 20s, well, how do you do that? Look at what you did. Look at what you made happen. Look at the way you held the energy. Well, that's a really amazing story. You did that. And I had to have it mirrored back to me by some of my wonderful women friends and some men friends too, that, yeah, I do have this capacity to be able to work with this energy. But before that, I really questioned my sanity. I really thought I was nuts and maybe this stuff wasn't real because my models around me were telling me it didn't make any sense. It was irrational. It wasn't real. It wasn't that it didn't work. We couldn't even talk about whether or not it worked because it just plain wasn't real. So it was irrational. And everything in my family was about things being rational because that way they're safe. They're known, and you can feel safe, supposedly. Although that I would say is it has its own limitations for sure. So synchronicities feel like meaning is being created, like deeper levels of what Ginlin called, or Ginlin, I don't know how he said. Called Felt Sense. I had a guy on the show a couple weeks ago, a wonderful guy, by the way, named Drake Spieth, who has a wonderful, wonderful shamanic counseling service. That was a real fun show. And he said it's pronounced Genlin. So anyway, if anybody wants to start working with this stuff and doesn't want to, you know, come to a therapist, although it's a great thing to have someone witness your process, be able to mirror for you, be able to hold this space for you. But if you want to start working on it for yourself, a great place to start is Eugene Genlin's book, Focusing. He was a psychotherapist in the 1970s, pretty out-of-the-box kind of a guy, and he talks a lot about this idea of the felt sense, which is a feeling, but it's also a sensing. So it kind of creates those two bridges between an awareness of one thing and another. And he talks about, and it's just a tiny, tiny little book. You can get it on Amazon used. It probably is, oh, I don't know, less than 10 bucks for sure. And he starts talking about being in your body and understanding this experience. We have a tendency to go, you know, into our most wounded places. And a lot of times when we work with a psychotherapist, a counselor, something like that, we feel like we have to rehash every painful detail of our lives. But often that we found through, I found through working with my clients on trauma, is not the best way to work with wounding. The best way to work with wounding is to find the places of magic where we connected with a spirit of divinity in ourselves or someone else or nature. That's a great, great way to start to work with empowering and moving beyond something that's painful in our lives. So Genlin talks about this experience of the felt sense. So it's not going into all of the rehashing of the pain. It's kind of taking that whole piece and setting it aside. It's almost so kind of like taking that big piece. You know how we have a tendency to think we have to fix everything right now. That's a byproduct of our culture, too. But taking that whole fix everything right now mentality or whatever the core of your neurosis or dysfunction or pain is, however you want to say that word, sit it aside like you're putting it on a shelf. Just sit it aside so you can kind of see it, and you make an agreement to go back to it and revisit it at a different time. But then what it asks you to do is go into your felt sense experience. Go into the crux of what is going on with the situation. And it may not have to do with this big, heavy thing. It has more to do often with this crux that we don't get to because we're taught to go around it and fix the problem around. But a lot of times, feeling things on a deeper level, allowing ourselves to just kind of sink into the experiencing of it, can help us to have a sense of what it is for us, because we live in a society where everybody tells us, oh, this is your problem, oh, that's your problem, oh, you need to get married, oh, you need to get divorced, oh, you need to get a better job. You know, there's all this experts out there telling us what it is we need to do to fix things. But a lot of times what we need to do is get in touch with the felt sense experience of who we actually are and what's going on for us. And we don't just get in touch with it in a feeling way, we can also get in touch with it in an imagistic way. That there's a wonderful book, again by Genlin, about working with your dreams, or Genlin, about working with your dreams in this way. And Jung knew this too, because he talked about the idea of the objective, I hope I get this right, the objective psyche and the personal psyche. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's right. And so the objective psyche is more about the idea that this archetype means the same thing for everybody, right? So when it snows, it means the same thing, and we can all agree on meanings cross-culturally, and that's the idea of an archetype. But there was also this idea of the personal unconscious. And the personal unconscious is where we get to say, wait, no, my experience of snow is really, really shaped by this thing over here. My experience of snow was really shaped by taking long, long walks in the afternoon on Saturdays with my father where there was nowhere else we had to be. And so for me, snow is all about freedom. It's all about, you know, this expansive sense of not having to account for anything or account for time. So to me, snow is timeless. And when we can get to that place in ourselves, then we connect on a deeper level with these experiences. And when we do that, we have a felt sense of what that energy is about for us. And that energy helps us get in touch with the idea of what synchronicities are about as well. Because synchronicities are about creating meaning beyond cultural meaning, beyond family meaning, beyond the idea that something just means something across the board. So, and I want to just kind of give a shout out to Michael Conforti, who's got a wonderful organization called the Assisi Institute, which if you're interested in archetypal work, is a wonderful, wonderful place, kind of like Pacifica, where you can really, really get into the meat of what archetypes are about. Michael talks about the importance of working with the collective archetype and not the personal. So that is a wonderful way to go, and they both have their purposes. It's great to understand the archetypal meaning of something to understand why it's coming to you. But if you're going into a place where you're wanting to understand your own unique experience, it's great to go the other way, too, and figure out what's underneath that more collective meaning. Both are totally wonderful, totally useful, great ways to understand yourself, but they're just four different purposes, I would say. So I encourage you to check out his work, too. And with this synchronicity, things that are synchronistic are going to feel powerful. They're going to feel guided. They're going to feel, once we move through the residual fear, which as we get older, sometimes we just experience fear across the board. But once we're able to kind of sort that out and figure out if the fear belongs to this experience, then they're going to feel exciting. They're going to feel really ramped up. We're going to feel a warmth. We're going to feel a connection. We're going to feel like we're kind of taking off, like there's meanings and stories within stories. And it's kind of funny, too, because, you know, when we start talking about things like stories within stories in our culture, all of a sudden you get a label, right? You get a label like schizophrenic. You get a label like, oh, my gosh, your energy is flowing in such a way that you're cycling, and all these sorts of languaging about pathology. But also when we connect with the imagination and with the intuition, it is very, very magical, and it has its own way of flowing. I would say any definition about pathology is more about functionality. Can you function? Are you creating rewarding products? Are you having rewarding experiences in your life? Those sorts of things. Are you comfortable with the way you're spending your time? Those sorts of things are much better questions to ask than how is your energy cycling, because a lot of times when, you know, we all know as artists and as people like that when we get really, really excited by an idea, our energy just takes off and we have a lot of it and we want to create and create and create and create and create. And sometimes when we're around energy that's heavier, we want to stop and we want to, you know, we want to pause. And I remember when I was a lot younger, I would get really impatient with any of the pause, and I would think nothing was happening and everything was dead. And I had to allow myself space to not be in that place of creation. I don't have to do that so much anymore. But anyway, energy. Sorry, I'm coughing here. Energy that helps you feel a sense of meaning, find a sense of underlying meaning, pull your life together in a meaningful way, get you out of your head and into your heart. It's all energy that will help you build momentum and help you see synchronicity in your life. I got ahead of myself. So that is what I have for you this evening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I apologize for my coughing fit. I guess that happens sometimes. If you're interested, check out Inner Voice Intuitive. Oh, one more thing. This was an experience of synchronicity and momentum building for sure. I am working with three other wonderful individuals. JP, who has a wonderful show called Within Spirit, just so inspiring, so magical, just such a burst of wonderful energy. Denise Divine D also has wonderful, wonderful work. She just is really across the board. can really work with lots of different kinds of modalities. And she does coaching and feng shui, things like that. She is just very, very warm and just very ready to meet people where they're at. And then Nuriel, who right now is off gallivanting all over Europe, but I'm working with them. I encourage you to check out our Facebook page. That is the Intuitive Light Community. Anybody can join. Feel free to share your bio there. Feel free to share what brought you there, what your own intuitive journey has looked like. And look for our show at 2 o'clock, the Intuitive Light Community Show. We will all be on there periodically sharing our gifts, sharing these topics. And so I encourage you, too, to check that out as well, because that's an example of building momentum. So anyway, thanks so much for listening to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour. I'm going to take you out with Dar Williams' The Blessings, which this is probably one of the most beautiful depictions of following synchronicity that I can imagine. Enjoy. Whatever you do between now and next week, go make magic, feel magic, inspire magic, connect with magic, surround yourself with the magical energy of the universe. That's what we're here for. Have a great evening. Bye now.